Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's do the damn thing. Hour number two is on your radio and your computer and your smart speaker and your Facebook Live. Just, we have got so many mediums out there to communicate with the show, to listen to the show, to talk with the show. And we are glad to, glad to have you. We are all over the place. In fact, let's run them down. What do you say? First and foremost, of course, 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg, and all around the upstate by simply looking at your Alexa. Actually, you don't have to look at her. I moved mine. I got one of the wall hangers. Now my Alexa's behind my TV in my living room, so you can't even see her. And you can just go, Alexa, play ESPN Upstate. And from behind the TV, she goes, playing ESPN Upstate now. Huh. Which is a damn good impression of Alexa for a guy.
That was not bad.
That was pretty good. So I can go home and say, hey, Alexa, play ESPN Upstate. Actually, she says, playing ESPN Upstate from radio.com. That's what she says. And also another killer impression. So you can tell Alexa, or you can go, if you have a computer but no Alexa, you can go to www.radio.com/ESPN Upstate/listen. Not like listen to me. I'm saying like that's the word you type. www.radio.com. Tim just looked at me like, yeah, idiot, we know. radio.com/ESPN Upstate/listen. A big old purple play button is going to pop up. You just click on that purple play button, and she will start playing. Your computer will start playing it right there for you. Then you can go to our Facebook Live page at facebook.com/ESPN Upstate. And guess what? Ladies and gentlemen, after much troubleshooting, blood, sweat, and tears. Don't ask me why there was blood involved. It's a weird story. Mr. Robert from Engineering Down the Hall and I, he did all the work, and then I just stood here and I'm taking credit for it. We have the sound working on our Facebook Live video. Holla if you hear me.
Woo!
Dude, it's been a struggle, Tim.
It's been really
a freaking struggle. Yeah. We had it work for 1 week. And then the next week it didn't work, and it was for one reason. And then we got that fixed. And the next week it didn't work again for another reason. And we got that fixed. And then we came back last week, and it was working. But it was out like this. And out, so you couldn't get this out. It was really terrible.
Fluctuate up and down.
It was really weird. And then this week we actually have it working, and it's good to go. So join us at Facebook at facebook.com/ESPN Upstate, and you can join us on the live broadcast. And what you're going to see is not only my bright, beautiful, shining face, but my man Tim is here as well, sitting in on the ones and twos, and you can watch him do his production end of the show as well. Hope you'll join us there. Also, I need a deep breath after this. Our Twitter accounts. You on Twitter, Timbo?
Yes, very new on Twitter.
Yeah. Give the handle. Let's get you some followers. What's the handle?
I believe it's...
You don't even know. Come on, Tim.
I barely check it, okay?
Hashtag branding, bro.
I believe it's T-Hulk18.
What's your brand, man? You gotta have a brand.
Yeah, I named it after my nickname I had since I'm Hulk, last name's Holcomb. I went T-Hulk18.
T-Hulk18. At
simple.
T-Hulk18.
Very
follow
simple.
My man Tim on the Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at The Rob Brown Show. And get at me on the overall Twitter at ESPN Upstate. And we have our Discord channel up and running. You know what Discord is, right? You're a dork like me.
Oh, yeah. I know Discord.
Yeah. Our Discord server's up. Basically, you know what Discord is? Can we just call it what it is? It's like the new age AOL chat room. That's what it is. It's AOL chat room, but like updated with fancy colors and stuff. Discord is up if you'd like to join the Discord server where you can talk with me and a host of listeners from around the ESPN Upstate listening area all the time, before, during, and after the show. Send me a text to 71307 that says ESPN password. 71307, make it say ESPN password. I will send you a link to join us in the Rob Brown Show Discord channel so that you can chat with me. Tim, I may even try to talk you into our Discord server. I'm just saying. I can be persuaded. Okay, do the Discord server. I'll send you a link.
Okay.
There you go. I should be in sales, man. I killed that. That was a hell of a pitch right there. Hell of a pitch. Let's get into some sports. What do you say? So, Will Muschamp has said the quiet part out loud. You know what that phrase means? You ever heard anybody say that phrase? They've said the quiet part out loud?
No, I have not. That's new to me.
All right. So here's what that means. There are certain things about society that we all accept, right? We just and we don't really talk about it, but we accept. And specifically about bad things, right? There are some bad things in the world that we just all accept, and we don't talk about. For instance. Here, I'm going to make you sad. Here's my best example that came off the top of my head because I'm demented and terrible, okay? We all know that animal abuse is a major problem in this country, right?
Yeah.
We all know that somewhere right now is a poor, scrawny dog that is chained up to a fence in somebody's backyard that doesn't get love and doesn't get attention, and people are terrible and horrible, and they let that happen, right? And we don't talk about it. We just let it be because at the end of the day, there's really only so much that you and I can do. So we don't talk about it because it makes us sad. Tell me you're not sad thinking about it right now.
Oh, absolutely. When you said dogs chained to a fence, that kind of struck a nerve.
And then when you get on television late at night and you're sitting there in bed and you're trying to watch Scrubs and have a couple laughs, and then you hear, in the arms of the angel, what happens? Sarah McLachlan comes on your TV in those ASPCA commercials, and they show you 1,000 dogs chained to fences, and they're like, do you feel horrible right now? Would you like to feel less horrible? Send us money. And for the record, do that. Support the ASPCA. They're amazing people. They do incredible work. I have worked for them. PETA is terrible. Do not give them money. Support the ASPCA. They are incredible. They do incredible things. I want you to support them. I want you to give the ASPCA money so that they can end animal cruelty around this country. But it happens. Tim and I don't talk about it on a day-to-day basis because we hate it and it's sad and there's nothing we can do at 3:30 on a Thursday afternoon to fix it. ASPCA is what we call saying the quiet part out loud. They're like, hey, you know that horrible thing that's happening? Let's talk about it. That's what that means. Will Muschamp is saying the horrible thing or saying the quiet part out loud. He has said that he'd like college football to return to normal and would like to get some of the offseason workouts in, but that he doesn't know how it would be safe to have student athletes on campus if it is not safe enough for regular students to be on campus. He has said, if it's not okay for students to be here, then why is it okay for student athletes to be here? And that is a question that the SEC and the NCAA have not answered this week when they have voted to allow student athletes, football and men's and women's basketball, to return to campus, right? All they've said is, we think it's okay, we think it's clear for a limited number of athletes to come back. Now, they're not letting students on campus until the fall, until another, 3 months from now. That's when students can come back. But Will Muschamp has asked the quiet part out loud, why is it okay to allow student athletes on campus, even if it is in limited numbers, if it's not okay to allow regular students to join us on campus? And I got to say, I respect Will Muschamp for being the first coach to step up and ask this question because it is one that needs to be asked.
I think that's fair, but at the same time, it's like you said, there's nowhere near as many. There's a lot more students than there actually are student athletes, especially at a university like South Carolina. It's much easier to kind of maintain the social distancing guidelines and everything that they need to keep people safe versus when the entire school's there.
Sure. Now, Muschamp did say, quote, "Listening to our medical staff, I think our guys are safer here. It's a much more controlled environment. We're going to work in pods. Only 10 to 12 guys are going to be in the building together at one time. We're not going to shower early on. We're going to go straight to the weight room to work out, to run, to work through the strength and conditioning. We'll continue our Zoom meetings online. We will not meet together as a unit. We've gone through all the different things that we have to do." So, you know, look, Muschamp is saying, hey, here's the deal. We're not going to have the whole team in. We're going to bring in, it sounds to me like, position groups at a time, right? Linemen one day, defensive linemen, then linebackers, then wide receivers, running backs, quarterbacks, tight ends, yada, yada, yada. And that's great. I think that's an innovative way to approach it, to have individual position groups come in at a time to work out together. And it may even help the bonding of those units. I mean, I want my linemen spending time with just the linemen to get where they trust each other and they're closer with each other. It doesn't negate the fact that we now know that the coronavirus lasts on surfaces. It lasts in the air. It lingers for a while. So if it's fine if you're running 10, 12 guys there through at a time, but unless you're sanitizing every, and I hope that they are. I'm not saying they're not by any means. I'm not accusing them of not doing this. But unless they're sanitizing every surface and they're running fresh air in there constantly, then you still have 100 guys running through a building touching all the same weights every single day. It is a risk. So, you know, Will Muschamp asked the quiet part out loud, and I got to tell you, I respect him for doing that. I respect him for doing that. So good on Coach Boom for throwing that out there and asking that question, because I think it is an important one. Let's take a real quick break. We'll come back here because we have got plenty more to get into on the broadcast. The NFL is continuing to evaluate a number of rules, some new, some modified, throughout their owners' meetings. When we come back, we'll take a look at some of the highlights of those rules that are being discussed, the good, the bad, and some the very, 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 very ugly. Tim, Rob, you, the Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Zo just rolled up in here with the fade, bruh. Looking slick. My dude went with the undercut. Man, for those of you watching on the Facebook Live video, you just got a look at the brand new Zo. The brand new Zo. Looking fresh and clean, buddy. I don't know what he's so focused on, but he's not even, he's in the zone right now. Just in the zone. All right, the National Football League. That's my Chris Berman impression. The National Football League and their owners' meetings this week are taking a look at a handful of changes to rules that I wanted to look at and go over. I want you to take a look at them with me. Tell me what you think. You can do so by calling us at 844-477-3776. That's 844-GSP-ESPN. You could also text me at 71307, 71307. And again, the Discord channel is up, so we'll talk about this in the Discord channel as well. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I'm going to start doing is in the Discord channel, I am going to start dropping the source articles of the stories that we are talking about on the air in the Discord channel. So if you'd like to follow along and see what I'm talking about in real time, hit me up on the ESPN text line at 71307 with ESPN password. I'll send you a link to join our Discord channel. You can chat with me and other members of the listening audience 24/7 in that channel. All right, so here are some of the rules, some of the thoughts and regulations, both new and changing, that the NFL is looking over. First and foremost, the New England Patriots have proposed a rule to eliminate coaches throwing challenge flags. Instead of a challenge flag, the coach simply will call a timeout in order to instigate a challenge. If the challenge is upheld, the team gets the timeout back. The important question that a lot of people have asked so far is that how does that work if you're out of timeouts? And the answer is same as it does if you're out of red flags. You don't get one. You use your timeouts early. You run out of challenges early. That's how it's going to work. The Redskins submitted a proposal to eliminate the need for two successful challenges to gain a third, and this appears to be a pretty solid way, to make that happen. If you have a timeout, you may call a challenge. If you do not, you may not. Number two, expanded replay. The Lions submitted a proposal to make, quote, all fouls identified by a game official, end quote, reviewable, while the Titans and Redskins submitted a proposal to make any personal foul penalty reviewable. So basically the goal is to make things like pass interference, hits on a defensive player, roughing the passer, roughing the kicker, amongst others, reviewable. The D.C. Native Americans also submitted a proposal to make any penalty which automatically results in a first down reviewable, while the Titans submitted a proposal to make the identification and enforcement of a foul for an illegal hit on a defenseless receiver when the on-field ruling is reversed from a catch fumble to an incomplete pass. So the ID and enforcement of a foul for an illegal hit against a defenseless receiver when the ruling on the field is reversed from a catch fumble to an incomplete pass. The Chiefs submitted a proposal to make all scoring plays reversed on the field reviewable. That is to say, if a player catches a touchdown pass, but it's ruled an incomplete pass on the field under this proposal, the officials would review it. You look like you're going to try out for the world's greatest 80s cover band right now.
Later, brah.
Later, dude. Zoe's in the house, y'all. Like Tubular. We were talking yesterday about how anytime we try to do like an 80s impression, it just evolves into bad Ninja Turtle language. That's all.
Yeah, it kind of sounded like Michelangelo on that one.
Party on, dudes. The Titans submitted a proposal to expand review of the game clock in order to fix timing errors. Chicago did something similar with the play clock before the ball is snapped. So we got a lot of questions about expanded replay and the way that clock rulings would work, which is good. Because, again, I want it on the record that the problem with the instant replay rule in terms of where the replays were handed down and how the replay, it was 100% to me. Those plays weren't overturned because the officials just didn't want to overturn them. I can remember three or four different obvious pass interference calls that were blown that went to replay. And I think it is lazy how the NFL has just gone with the, well, you know, pass interference is subjective. Like, yeah, we do know it, except for the times that it's not.
It feels more like they did this just to kind of please people and then intentionally said, yeah, we're not going to overturn anything.
Oh, 100%. They knew they weren't renewing that rule when they put it into place.
Oh, absolutely.
It was a temporary peace pipe between them and fans who were upset at the blown call against the Saints in the NFC Championship game, right? So they handed the peace pipe. They said, take a puff, reviewable. Now hand it back and go away because we don't care anymore, right? It was a Ravens game, and I'm trying to remember who they were playing. But there was a Ravens game where you had an almost as egregious non-called pass interference call in the end zone. No call. Went to review. No call. They went up to, and I don't remember which replay official was up in the booth or which officials expert was in the booth, but they went, why do you think they didn't review it? And he goes in with the, well, you know, pass interference is subjective, and I guess they just didn't feel like they had enough evidence. And it's like, dude, okay.
He sounded like Goofy.
I know. I realized that halfway through. I was like, okay. So here's the thing. Do you remember a handful of you? There's an old statement that, and I'm trying to remember who said it, but somebody said in a Supreme Court argument, it was one of the Supreme Court justices. Anyway, there was a question about porn or obscenity or some combination of both. And one of the justices on the Supreme Court, they said, I don't know how to define obscenity, but I know it when I see it. And while you don't really want to be that subjective in a courtroom, I think we all kind of agree, yeah, that's basically how we call pass interference, right?
Pretty much.
How would you define pass interference? Preventing the receiver from playing the ball and infringing on his right to it. All right, cool. Give me the specifics. Well, I really can't, right? I don't know how to specifically define pass interference, but I know it when I see it. I can't define it, but if you show me different plays, I can go, that was pass interference, that wasn't pass interference. And granted, it is subjective. Tim, you and I may not agree on the same pass interference calls here and there, except the egregious ones. And when they got a handful of games into the season, and they were calling those pass interference calls or not calling them, and not going to review, and not getting into them. And when they did go into review, it was an egregious pass interference, and they said, we didn't see enough evidence to overturn. It was at that moment I went, yeah, they're not reviewing this rule. They're not putting this rule back into play. This rule had nothing to do with getting it right. The spirit of this rule was not there. The spirit of this rule was, let's look like we care for a minute, you guys, when we very much don't. And it, what's the word? Pisses me off. There it is. That's what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm. It's like they put it something in knowing it's like, all right, you know, the outrage and everything is going to, you know, settle down in a year. We'll give them this for a year and then we'll just remove it. And they don't care about getting the call, right? In their minds, they're like, that was a one-time fluke thing with the Saints and Rams, which I get. But at the same time, you want to be able to make sure you get the call right. Because like you said, there are times where it's subjective. It's close. So some people say it is. Some people say it isn't pass interference. But there are also times where it's like, okay, yeah, come on, that's pass interference. I don't know. I think it'd be reviewable.
New England submitted a proposal for fixed cameras on the sidelines, end lines, and goal lines. Here's the fun part.
Them with cameras. That's
bingo. I agree with them. Hilarious that the Patriots are the ones asking for new cameras. All right? They're right. They're absolutely right. It blows my mind that we don't have cameras that point. Every end zone should have 5 cameras, okay? It should have a goal line camera on the ground. It should have a goal line camera at about 5 feet in the air. And it should have one hammer that hangs down that can go back and forth. We should be able to monitor where the ball crosses in all cases. Agree with that entirely. Sideline cameras, I agree. should have cameras that can run over the sidelines so that we don't have to rely on the like CSI Miami surveillance camera level quality to see is his foot inbounds or out of bounds. I remember a couple of years ago, Saints v. Denver, guy for Denver ran a kickback, except he clearly stepped out of bounds, except for when they went to the replay, what they realized was that they didn't have a sideline camera. They were using the TV angle, and the TV angle, the guy was wearing bright white cleats, and guess what bright white cleats match up with? The sideline. So you could not see where the toe of his foot was. Was it over the? And it cost the Saints a touchdown, and I think they went on to lose that game by inside of 6 points. So I don't know why that's not a thing already, and you know it's bad when I agree with the Patriots on anything. Bonus field goals. How about this one? Let's go. You remember Rockin' Jock Sports with MTV back in the day? Did you ever watch Rockin' Jock?
Sounds familiar, but it's not ringing a bell.
Okay, so Rockin' Jock was this sports competition back on MTV back in the day. And they were bringing, like, athletes and celebrities, and they play, like, celebrity games. But what was cool about it was they would play, like, Rockin' Jock basketball. And they would have things on the floor that were different than regular basketball. So, for instance, instead they would have the 10-foot goal like normal, but then they'd have a goal that was 15 feet in the air, and that was worth 4 points, and then a goal that was 20 feet in the air. If you made it into that goal, it was worth like 7 points or something like that. And then they had spots on the floor. So it was a three-point shot, but if your feet were inside of this circle over on the wing, the shot was worth 4 points. And if you were standing on this spot up by the half-court line, it was worth 5 points or whatever. They had all these different weird rules.
Yeah,
so
okay.
If you were down seven, you could still have a chance to win with 1 second left, but you had to make a ridiculous shot. It was actually kind of fun, right? The Colts proposed that if you convert successfully a two-point try after a touchdown, right? So you get your six, then you go get eight with that two-point conversion. If you complete the conversion, they proposed that you would get another attempt from the 32-yard line, which would make for a 50-yard attempt. You can try a 50-yard field goal attempt for one extra point. So the possibility is there to score 9 points on a play, right? That is Rockin' Jock rules that I waver on. I think it could be fun, especially late in game scenarios, but I also think it would take away from it a little bit in that, look, you successfully, the two-point conversion rate in the NFL is about 49 to 50% on a season-by-season basis, right? So as it stands, if you went for two on every play and you were able to accomplish the league average, you would end up with the same amount of points on the board. I'm doing this. If this was to become a rule, I'd run a two-point conversion after every touchdown. Because assuming my offense was good enough to get me 50% of the time successful two-point conversions, right? You need 2.5 yards. Mm-hmm. Give me two-point conversion. If you successfully complete one out of two, you're going to score the same amount of points per game as you would anyway, but now you're giving me the opportunity to tack on 3 more points per game, 4 more points per game. Why wouldn't you take that? It's free
Absolutely.
Points.
It kind of sounds like when the XFL, and after you know, they would allow you to get at a max of 9 points after you score a touchdown, and then you can go for three. You know, it's kind of the same thing. You have a chance to go for 9 points.
Why would you not?
Absolutely.
The Ravens submitted a proposal to limit the number of people who can line up on either side of the snapper during punts. The point is to keep people from pushing one another into the offensive formation. That's a boring rule. It kind of takes away some creativity on punts, but it's going to pass. So. That's actually already in play on field goals. The Bears proposed a rule that would guarantee both teams get a possession in overtime. Why aren't we doing that already? Let me rephrase that, Tim. The answer is because they want to keep the TV schedule on time, and this would extend games, they believe, and they don't want to do that. As far as I'm concerned, just build in a 15-minute window between games, and let's go from there. Like, just building that 15-minute window, none of us are going to be upset if we don't immediately flip from the 1 o'clock games to the 4:30 games that fast after they're over.
Mm-hmm. But the problem comes in with the 4:30 games. That's what because you know, they got to get 60 minutes in on CBS. They got to get all these certain shows. That's kind of where the problem comes in, you know what I'm saying? Like, but, like, because if you give both teams an opportunity, then that game could go up till 8 o'clock and you know, CBS is really backed up.
Raise your hand if you don't care. Yep,
I don't care. I'm with you. I don't care. I don't. But I'm saying, like, the CBS with the money, and that they're the ones that care. I'm with you. I don't care. Give me the football. You know, when Patrick Mahomes didn't get a chance in the AFC Championship game 2 years ago.
Garbage, right?
Yes. I wanted him to get a chance with the football, you know, late in the game, and it didn't happen. So I'm with you. I would love for that to happen. I just don't know if it will.
There are only a couple of places that college football is clearly superior to the NFL. Overtime rules is one of them. The NFL should use the college football overtime rules. It should be that simple. Number eight, defensive receivers. After an interception, the competition committee proposed a rule making a player who the pass was intended for still defenseless immediately following an interception. I'm actually for this one because of the number of times that I have seen wide receivers and running backs get murdered by linebackers because they're looking to find the ball after it's already been picked and a linebacker just creams them into another dimension. I actually think that's a good rule. Unsportsmanlike conduct penalties at the end of a half would be enforced on the ensuing kickoff. So no more talking junk on your way into the locker room. It'd be a 15-yarder coming out. The Dolphins proposed a rule to expand peelback blocks, and the competition committee proposed a rule reducing legal chop blocks. I'm fine with this, too, because I'm tired of dudes getting their knees blown out for no reason. The competition committee expanded legal linebacker numbers to include number 0 or number 40 through number 49. Who cares? The Belichick substitution rule. You know you've done something good slash bad if you get a rule named after you. The competition committee proposed a rule making it illegal for an offensive player with an eligible number to report as ineligible and line up outside of the core formation. So basically what happens with that is last year against the Ravens, Bill Belichick was sending out guys with legal numbers, with eligible numbers, so wide receivers and whatnot, but he was lining them up in ineligible positions. So basically, he'd line them up split out as a wide receiver, but off the line, or excuse me, on the line, but not eligible. And what ends up happening there is defenses maybe don't recognize that's the case, and they slip a guy out there to cover a guy who is ineligible anyway. You're basically taking out a defender to cover a guy who doesn't need to be covered. That's one of those things where I go, do we really need to make a rule on that? Or is that you just not having defenders that can read a play?
It's the most Bill Belichick rule I think I've ever heard.
Super Belichick. Oh super Belichick. The Colts proposed a rule allowing NFL teams to open retractable roofs at halftime of games. There are weather contingencies still in place. I actually hate this because basically what you're doing is you are creating a home field advantage that you can enact at a specific point in the game, right? So if you're out there and you're the Colts and you've decided to close the retractable roof on Lucas Oil, and let's say you're playing, I don't know, the pass happy Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So you bring in Tampa Bay and they're throwing the ball all over you, mm-hmm. and let's say that it's raining a little bit outside. Not heavy rain, no lightning, but just raining outside. Well, the Colts can go, screw it, we're opening the roof, and now they get to flood the field out, and all of a sudden Tom Brady's pass-happy offense is a little less effective. Yeah. Open the roof before the game, or close the roof before the game, but don't change the conditions halfway through the game. That's dumb.
That is very stupid. It kind of have a situation like they do at Dallas from time to time when that the sun comes beaming in from the side.
Straight to the visitor sideline.
Yeah, you can just choose, all right, they're going this way now. Yep. Yeah, we can put them where they can't see.
Yep. So there are some of the rules. What do you like? What do you hate? 844-GSP-ESPN. Let's take a real quick break when we come back here in just a minute. Players are coming back on campus, but at least one top-tier NCAA football coach is saying that's a bad look for the NCAA. Who is it? I'll tell you. It's a name you'll know. I'm not just pulling stuff out here, I promise. Rob and Tim and you on the Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. Rob and Tim playing the role of Diesel today. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/ESPN Upstate. We're broadcasting the show live because my man, Mr. Robert, over in the engineering side, and I mean he did all the work and I stood next to him while he did it, so I get a share of the credit. I believe that's what you call a supervising role. I supervised. As
gave him a hand, but by that you mean you just gave him a...
Yeah, clap for him when it was done. Yeah, thank you, Robert. Golf clap. We appreciate it. We do have the sound back, so you can go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/ESPN Upstate and join us there as we broadcast the show live. You can actually watch between the breaks. Tim and I have off-air discussions. Like I told him a second ago how when I got out of bed this morning, apparently I'm old enough now that I can tweak my knee while I sleep, which is I don't even have to do anything anymore. I can hurt myself sleeping, which is pretty impressive.
What are you doing in your sleep to
nothing.
Tweak it?
I am a relatively still sleeper. Like, I'm not a toss and turn and kick guy, right? I usually wake up in the same spot I fell asleep in. I woke up this morning, stood up out of bed, which is traditionally what you do when you wake up. That's the next step. Stood up out of bed. Went for that old man stretch where everything pops and you sound like a machine gun going off. And when I stood up, there was a shooting pain through my right knee and it just gave out. It was like, no, we're not doing this today. No. No, Rob. Absolutely not. Like, stung bad. Gave out. I almost bit it. And legit, my knee has hurt to walk on all day. I am old and it's terrifying. Right, I went to a doctor about 10 years ago who told me that I have the knees of a 52-year-old man. That was 10 years ago.
So 62 now, huh?
God, I hope not. God, I hope not. Because I can't, no. This is not working for me.
I mean, you're getting close to retirement age, though.
What'd it make me sad, Tim? All right. So we told you yesterday the NCAA voted to approve bringing back football and men's and women's basketball players to campus starting on June 1st. So a week from now, just over a week from now, we will see athletes start showing back up on campus voluntarily. Wink, wink. Voluntarily. We all know what that means. Lincoln Riley, head coach of the Oklahoma Boomer Sooners, said that he thinks it's ridiculous for that to happen. Riley is in no man's land as so far the only top-tier college football coach who has spoken out and said this is not a great idea. He has been in contention with a number of schools because the SEC has really kind of taken the lead in terms of pushing forwards towards a hopefully somewhat normal schedule. Riley said that it is not a great idea. He said, quote, "People are suggesting we should go back like we're guinea pigs or lab rats. I could potentially be risking my health for people's entertainment, and that's not something I want to be involved in." He joins the ranks of guys like Benny Snell and others over in Major League Baseball who have said, look, you are asking the athletes and the coaches to take the risk. This kind of segues to a discussion that we had about the NBA, because the NBA, when you look at the older people on the NBA staffs, we know that the coronavirus is more dangerous to older people. Welp, GMs and owners and coaches in the NBA actually trend a little bit older than coaches in a lot of other sports. People over 60 and people with pre-existing conditions, and let's be real, Most people over 60 have some sort of pre-existing condition. That's not a blanket statement. I'm not saying everybody does, but as a rule of thumb, it's pretty safe to assume that they have some sort of pre-existing condition that makes COVID-19 more dangerous for them. Greg Popovich is 71, Mike D'Antoni, 68, Alvin Gentry is 65, Dwayne Casey, 63, Terry Stotts is 62, Rick Carlisle is 60.
Then really?
You have, yep. Then you, I know, right? Then you have Brett Brown, who's 59, Steve Clifford is 58, Doc Rivers is 58, and there are a ton of assistant coaches who are 50-plus, a handful that are 60-plus as well. And the question has to be asked, and I don't think it is an unfair one to ask, is it fair to ask these people to go out there and risk their health, even in a bubble environment, right? It's still possible. We know the UFC tried to create a bubble environment for UFC 249 in Jacksonville, and they still had a fighter test positive and two trainers test positive that were mingling with a lot of other people in that hotel lobby before 249. Lincoln Riley is basically saying, is it safe to ask people to put their health on the line when we don't have a guaranteed push forward? And the answer is, I don't know. I mean, to me, no, right? But then again, and I'm not by any means comparing, because I'll say this, this studio has done a beautiful job. The people we work for here have done a great job making it safe for Tim and Diesel and me and Zoe and Chris and all the people who have to come here as essential employees to broadcast every day. They've done a pretty good job of making this place as safe as they can. They have installed sanitizers all around this building. They have cleaning crews come in every day and sweep down the building and brush down the building and wipe down the building. They have put a lot of protocols that we have to follow into place to make sure that we are cleaning up after ourselves. They have put self-sanitizing pads on the door so that you can push the door, and they replace those every now and then. They've done a really good job of that, but at the end of the day, it doesn't mean that I don't know that Tim doesn't have the Rona sitting across the board from me and vice versa. It doesn't mean that I don't know that Chris and Zoe that I share an office with in less than social distancing spaces haven't brought the Rona into the office one day. None of those things are guaranteed. So with that being said, I don't think that it is unfair for us to go out there. I don't think it's unfair for Lincoln Riley to go out there and say, not worth it to put my health on the line. It's not unfair. And that is going to be something that we have to address. That is going to be something that we have to have a serious discussion about moving forward in asking, where is the line of acceptable risk? And I got to tell you, if I got an 18-year-old kid who signed to play at Nebraska, I got an 18-year-old kid who is ready to move on and go play ball, and this is happening, yeah, I got my doubts about sending him away. I got my doubts sending him to a place where I know that a bunch of people are going to be gathered to go play football. I understand that concern. 844-GSP-ESPN. Text me 71307. Discord channel's up. If you want to join us in there, you are welcome to. We will be chatting throughout the show, both myself and listeners and friends of the program, 24/7 around the clock. If you'd like the password, or the link, I should say, to join our Discord server, send me a text to 71307 with your, send me a link to 71307 with the words ESPN password, and I will send you the link to the Discord server. We'll come back, wrap up hour number two, head straight into hour number three, and then the weekend. The actual weekend, not the singer. We're not going to play that. Well, we might.
I could.
Tim's been playing bangers all day. Why not? Tim and Rob, the Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
After the success of The Last Dance, the next round of documentaries getting queued up coming up this weekend. We have got the Lance Armstrong documentary, creatively titled Lance. Lance Armstrong is very unhappy about his portrayal in the documentary about him. That makes me want to watch it a lot. Like, I was probably already going to watch it because, let's be real, I don't have anything better to do with my life than watch documentaries. So I might as well watch sports-related documentaries. I suspect we probably won't be having a ton of Lance Armstrong documentary discussion on the show. I mean, The Last Dance for the last 5 weeks was one of, if not the most prevalent discussion on sports talk radio around the country. I don't know that Lance, I mean, we'll probably talk about it in chunks, but not like The Last Dance. That being said, hearing Lance Armstrong come out and say that he is unhappy and furious about his portrayal within that documentary, yeah, now I really want to watch it. Like, I was probably going to watch it before, but not go out of my way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's primetime TV now. I got to watch it. The way that dude handled just about everything after it got busted that he was a doper was, you know, bad.
Yeah, I think he cheated. So he probably shouldn't like the way he's going to be portrayed in this.
Can you guys believe they say in that documentary, I use steroids? Unbelievable. Rob and Tim and you. 1 hour left on the Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.